This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Home Ministry's high-powered committee is holding talks with leaders of Ladakh in New Delhi over various issues. This is the first formal dialogue on key issues since violence in the Union Territory last month. A dialogue mechanism has been established with Apex Body Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance through the Home Ministry's high-powered committee on Ladakh. Our Leh correspondent reports that Ladakh's delegation is likely to put forward the core demands, which include statehood and inclusion of Ladakh in the sixth schedule. During the previous rounds of talks, the demand of job reservation and domicile have been resolved by the centre. India has achieved a significant milestone in global environmental conservation, moving up to the ninth position in terms of total forest area globally. This was revealed in the Global Forest Resources Assessment 2025 released by the Food and Agriculture Organization in Bali, Indonesia. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav has said this remarkable progress underscores the success of the government's policies and programs aimed at forest protection, afforestation and community-led environmental action. He informed that India continues to hold the third position in the world in terms of annual forest area gain, reflecting the nation's consistent commitment to environmental protection and sustainable development. In the run-up to the Bihar Assembly elections, both the ruling and opposition parties are making several promises to woo the voters. Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav made a poll promise that all Jivika Didis, the women associated with livelihood self-help groups and contractual employees, will be given permanent government jobs if the Grand Alliance comes to power. The announcement was made ahead of releasing the Grand Alliance Joint Election Manifesto. On the other hand, the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has asserted that if the NDA comes to power, the pace of development in the state will be further accelerated. BJP State President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal expressed confidence that the people of Bihar will once again give a clear majority to the NDA in the assembly elections. Union Minister and LJP Ram Vilas President Chirag Paswan took a dig at the Grand Alliance over the seat-sharing formula among the constituent parties. He expressed hope that the NDA would form the state government on the 14th of next month. He said, "The people of Bihar have understood that if the Grand Alliance cannot keep together the five parties in an alliance, then they will not be able to keep Bihar united." Earlier, addressing a gathering, Mr. Paswan highlighted the National Democratic Alliance's timely seat-sharing announcement, asserting that it has sent a very positive message. The second edition of the Indian Navy's biannual Commanders Conference 2025 began in New Delhi today. The three-day conference assumes greater significance in the backdrop of Operation Sindoor and the Navy's high tempo of operations and combat preparedness. The conference serves as a platform for close interaction with national leadership and bureaucrats and fine-tuning the Navy's outlook towards mitigating multidimensional challenges in the current geostrategic environment. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will address the Naval Commanders Conference tomorrow and provide a perspective on broader national interests and the vision towards Vikasit Bharat 2047. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has warned that Hamas would be obliterated if it refuses to disarm, but said fighters could be spared if the group cooperates. During his visit to Israel, Vice President Vance addressed growing frustration over the slow pace of hostage recoveries, citing obstacles such as debris and unknown locations. He urged patience as efforts continue. Israel and Hamas have accused each other of repeated breaches of the truce since it came into effect, with flashes of violence and recriminations over the pace of returning hostage bodies, bringing in aid and opening borders. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said the low-pressure area over the Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a depression. An alert for heavy rain has been issued for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and North Andhra Pradesh. In Tamil Nadu, schools have been closed in Chennai, Chengalpattu and Kanchipuram due to the heavy rainfall. And with that, we end this news bulletin.